Ang kalidad ng buhay sa Australia ay gumaganda na nitong mga nagdaang siglo. Ayon sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, ang mga Australiano ay nabubuhay ng mas mahabang 33 taon. Ayon sa Deputy Director ng National Aging Research Institute na si Dr. Stephen Gibson, ang paghaba ng buhay ng mga Australiano ay isang may pagmamalaking katotohanan.
It's one of the major success stories of modern medicine and public health that we've managed to change sort of the typical life expectancy. In Australia, it's 82 for women and 81 for men, so it's a significant change in how long people can expect to live.
Habang tumatagal tayong mabuhay, lumalaki din ang posibilidad na magkaroon ng demensya at iba pang seryosong kondisyon sa kalusugan. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Professor Gibson na ang panganib ay hindi dapat palakihin.
You are more likely to have pain, you are more likely to have cognitive impairment. But I mean, even at 90 years of age, the percentage that would have cognitive impairment is still less than 50% of the population.
Sinabi ni Professor Gibson na may mga pagpipilian na maaaring gamitin laban sa demensya at suporta na kilala bilang healthy aging o malusog na pagtanda.
There are a number of interesting studies coming out now to show that if you stay fit and active in particular, and it doesn't need to be a lot, you know, half an hour of exercise a day, then you reduce your risk of getting dementia considerably. And the other important issue, particularly as you get sort of late middle-aged and early older age, is to maintain social connectedness, have a useful role in society, and make sure that you still engage with friends and family and other people. That's also quite protective.
Sinabi ng World Health Organization na ang malusog o aktibong pagtanda ay proseso ng pagpapalago ng oportunidad sa kalusugan, partisipasyon at seguridad upang palawakin ang kalidad ng buhay habang tumatanda. Ayon sa WHO, ang malusog na pagtanda ay nagbibigay sa mga tao ng pagkakataong maunawaan ang kanilang potensyal sa pisikal, sosyal at pang-isip na kahabaan ng kanilang buhay. Bahagi ng malusog na pagtanda ay ang pagkakaroon ng salaping susuporta sa kanila sa mga panahon ng panandali ang trabaho o pagre-retiro. Ito ay isang pagkabahala na nangyayari din sa mga kabataan ngayon.
I'm looking towards my super. So I'm hoping that I'll have enough super, but then also I'm hoping that my retirement is me not just sitting around and, you know, gardening. So I'm hoping that I'll actually work till my ripe old age of death. Like, I hope to be working up until, you know, the end. But when I say working, it could become something completely different to what I'm doing now.
I really see my future as not very confident and not very, I'm not very sure whether I'll be having a good financial plan for the future or not.
Sa kasalukuyan, karamihan sa mga Australiano ay hindi nakakaroon ng pera para sa kanilang pagre-retiro ng walang tulong mula sa gobyerno. Sa isang pagsusuri ng HSBC Bank, nalaman na karamihan sa mga naiipon at puhunan ng mga Australiano ay nauubos sa susunod na 10 taon pagkatapos tumigil magtrabaho. Ang bayad mula sa gobyerno katulad ng pensyon ay tinatawag na fill the gap o panakip sa kakulangan. Noong Setyembre ng taong 2015, iniulat ng Actuaries Institute na kapag ang may mga edad na 30 taon mag-asawa ngayon na may katamtamang sweldo, aabot sa 36% ng mga ito ay magkakaroon ng pera mula sa pensyon sa mga matatanda. Sinabi ni Professor Gibson na ang unang hakbang upang paliitin ang kakulangan ay ang pagtataas ng kontribusyon sa superannuation.
I'm not an expert on economic modeling, but as I understand it, the current compulsory superannuation contributions is probably not quite enough for most people. It should be more like 13% of income.
Ngayon tayo ay nabubuhay ng mas matagal at nagtatrabaho ng mas mahaba. Ang pangunahing trabaho sa kinabukasan ay nakabase sa kaalaman na nangangailangan ng kakaunti o walang lakas ng katawan. Si Professor Karin Anstey ay direktor ng Center for Research on Aging, Health and Wellbeing sa ANU. Sinabi niya na ang tradisyonal na pangunawa ng matatandang trabahador ay hahamunin.
We'll expect to work longer, we'll expect to participate in society. The concept of retirement may go or completely be revolutionized. It's really an outdated idea already.
Itinagdag ni Professor Anstey na gusto ng karamihan sa mga tao na maging aktibong trabahador hanggang sa kanilang pagtanda.
Everything that we're discovering about aging is that people want to stay engaged, they want to stay active, a lot of people want to stay employed, want to contribute to society and are able to contribute. If you've got nothing wrong with you, there's no reason why you can't be 100% engaged. The word retirement and its connotations, I think, really is something I personally would like to see retired itself.
Hinihikayat naman ni Susan Ryan, Commissioner sa Age Discrimination, ang mga empleyado na maging mas malawak ang isipan tungkol sa naiibang struktura ng pagtatrabaho upang umayon sa mga tumatandang populasyon ng Australia.
Because of information technologies, a lot of work can be done efficiently and very well from home so that people don't have to do a lot of traveling. It can also be that a forward-looking employer can change the work structure so that a person who might want to transition to a three-day week is able to do that with no loss to the employer or to himself or herself, and perhaps work in a shared job with a new worker starting off who only wants to work 2 days a week because she's got young children or she's completing some studies.
May mahalagang bahagi din ang kapaligiran sa kung paano tayo tumatanda. Maraming lunsod at komunidad sa buong mundo ang gumagawa ng mas aktibong hakbang patungo sa pagiging mabait na matanda. Sa kabila nito, nagpapatuloy pa din ang mga paghamon. Ilan sa mga ito ay pisikal, katulad ng hindi maayos na disenyo ng gusali o ang kakulangan ng transportasyon na maaaring gamitin ng mga may edad upang makarating sa kanilang pupuntahan. Sinabi ni Professor Kaarin Anstey na ang mga balakid ay resulta ng paraan ng ating pag-iisip tungkol sa ating pagturing sa mga matatanda.
There's an international movement around the age-friendly cities movement, and Canberra was the first Australian city to join, and that looks at things around transportation and housing and personal safety. We need new ways of thinking, new ways of planning society that's enabling for older people. It's interesting in the health area in particular, a lot of things were designed around people in their 20s. And same in road safety. Roads were initially designed for younger drivers. And what we're realising is that when we talk about age-friendly societies, we need things to be designed for adults of all ages. That really comes into urban design and architecture a lot.
Ang WHO ay may aktibong layunin sa pagtanda na nagpapabaya sa mga may edad na tao na manatili bilang mahalagang miyembro ng kanilang pamilya, komunidad at ekonomiya.
Yes, I am very optimistic. We've got technology. I mean, we've got incredible untapped potential at the moment in technology, and we don't know how far that can go. And that opens up opportunities for us to connect with each other, and it enables us to overcome things like disability or issues with transport and communication and time differences, geographical barriers. So we have everything at our fingertips, and you know, people are so innovative and creative that I am sure we'll manage all of that really well in a very positive, creative way.
Naniniwala si Professor Anstey na mararating ng Australia ang layuning ito.